Zaftes. Let's take the very last line of Chesem and Beis. The Gemara has been discussing this in and of a Mosar Pesach being shechted. It automatically becomes a Mosar Shlamim. The Gemara suggests, again, the last line of Chesem and Beis, Eima l'chol d'shachile l'avei kavase. Why not just say, once we have finally established based on the pasuk of Zevach, Zevach is a reboy to include all types of karbanos, no matter what you shecht it for, if you shecht the Pesach for an ol or chadas, it automatically becomes Ishlamim. So the Gemara asks, why don't we just say whatever it's shechted for, let it be that type of karban. A Pesach shechted for an Ola should be an Ola. Pesach shechted for a Chathas should be a Chathas. Why do we say it all falls into being Ishlamim? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abin, Dochin Kachim HaNechalim, Eitzel Kachim HaNechalim. We push off a Kachim that's Edom. Karban Pesach is normally Edom, and that gets moved, it gets transformed into another carbon that's eaten, namely the Shlamim. The Shlamim is eaten by the Kohen and the Bailam. Vein dochen kachim anechalim, etzel kachim she'en anechalim. As opposed to pushing a Shlamim, rather pushing, moving a Pesach to that of an Ola. So if you shech the Pesach, it's Moser Pesach, it can't be an Ola, because that's not Nechalim, that's not Edom, that's a whole other category. So the Gemara says, Atu chatas ve'ashem milom z'achli. What do you mean? So chatas and ashem is Eden. The Kohen eats the chatas and part of the chatas, and the Kohen eats part of the ashem. So we should at least let the Pesach, even though a Pesach can't become an Ola. An Ola is not Eden at all, but let it at least be a chatas ve'ashem. So Ella, the Gemara, tweaks this and says, Dochen kachim hanechalim l'chol adam. We take a carbon, namely the Pesach, which can be eaten by any type of person, or almost anyone, with the exception of a zakin and a chola, but other than that, all types of Jews could eat the carbon Pesach, and that can get pushed off and transformed into etel kachim hanechalim l'chol adam. It could transform into another carbon that can be eaten by everyone, namely that of a shlamim, that the Kohen eats it, and the Baal, and even Yisraelim could eat it. The Ein, as opposed to we don't, Dochin Kachim Anechalim, Lechaldam, Eto Kachim She'eno Nechalim, Lechaldam. We don't take a Karim Pesach, which can be eaten by anyone, and we don't transform it to a Chatas and Asham, because that cannot be eaten by anyone. Meaning it can be eaten by a Kohen, but only by Kohanim, and therefore it's a whole other category, and a Mosar Pesach cannot transform not into Mosar Ola, not into a Chatas of Asham, only into a Shlamim, which is the same category, namely that's Eden Lechol Adam. Then the Gemara quotes a different opinion to explain that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abin Amar, Dochin Kachim Kalim, Etel Kachim Kalim, Vein Dochin Kachim Kalim, Etel Kachim Kachim. Those who say Parak Ezim Makomon every single morning in Karbanos, we know there are two basic categories of Karbanos. There's that which is called Kachim Kalim, which are lighter types of Karbanos. What makes it light is that not only does a Kohen eat it, but even a Yisraelim eat it. That includes a Shlamim and Pesach are examples of Kachim Kalim. But an Ola, which no one eats, or Chatas and Asham, which are eaten only by the Kohanim, those are called Kachim Kachim Kachim. So Kachim Kalim of Pesach could only turn into a similar type of carbon, another Kachim Kalim, namely Shlamim. But to turn into a Kachim Kachim, a much higher level, like Chatas, Asham, and Ola, that it cannot transform. So there are two reasons why Moser Pesach turns into Shlamim and not into any other carbon. Two different svaras. So if you look at Tos on the top here for a nafka mina between whether we say it's based on Nechalim, Nechaladim, Lenechalim, Nechaladim, or versus Kachay Kalim to Kachay Kalim, Tosas writes the nafka mina is Nira Debain Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abin, the Rabbi Abin himself, Ika Benayu Bechor. A Bechor, the Rabbi Abin Lekal Mifrach Mi Bechor, the A Nechal Lechaladim. The Bechor is Eden, it's a kachik kalim though, but it's not eaten l'chol adam. It's only eaten by whom? The Kohanim. The Kohanim. The Mishnah says in the end of Ezma Koman that only b'chor l'chol kohan. So the Kohanim. So only a Kohen can eat it, but at the same time, it is a kachik kalim. So if you assume it's based on echalim, so then a Pesach can not turn into a b'chor. But if you assume it's based on kachik kalim, so there might be a thought that maybe a Pesach can transform into b'chor since there is a kachikalim. The halacha ma'is we say it doesn't, but at least the question is whether we question that, whether we can ask such a question from a bechor or not. Gemara now asks, Maskev la Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Savrin, Ema shachte l'shem meiser leve meiser. So let it be a meiser. Let's say I shecht my animal meiser. There are different types of meisers. There's meiser ksafim, there's meiser rishon, meiser sheni, meiser leve, meiser ani. But there's also something called Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema is if a person owns, he has a lot of sheep. So every 10th animal he counts out of the pen, the 10th one he slams with a little mark, and that's the Asiri, that's the 10th one, that's Meiser Behema. It's brought as a carbon in the base of Migdash. So that's also Kadshei Kalim, and it's Nechalin L'chol Adam. Everyone's allowed to eat from it. I think there's the Shita of the Ritva, which is a big tzarchi, and I think he writes, I don't remember where, that Maaser Behema is only eaten by a Kohen. But it's a big chiddush, and it's against the Mefurish Mishnah. But other than that Ritva, the Maaser Behema is eaten by anyone, and it's a Kachi Kalim. So why not save a Pesach Shechted for Maaser Behema? Let it become a Maaser Behema. So Gemara says, Lamai Hilchosa, who cares whether you call it a Maaser Behema or Shlamim? What's an afkamina between something becoming a shlamim, and something becoming a meiser behema? So Gemara says, "Dilo liboy nisachim." Meiser behema does not require to be accompanied by nisachim, by those wine libations, as opposed to the shlamim does require nisachim. That's one afkamina. Nafkamina two between meiser behema and shlamim is lamilka aleh. Will you get malchus for violating the pasuk below yigal? So below yigal, where the pasuk tells me you can't redeem, you're not allowed to sell a Meiser Behema. You can't redeem Meiser Behema, so you get Malkus for that, but you wouldn't get Meiser for attempting to redeem a Shlamim. So those are the two Nafkaminas, whether it's a Shlamim, Malkus. Well, you would not get Malkus for Shlamim, you would get Malkus for violating, trying to redeem or sell the Meiser Behema. So how come we don't say, if you shecht a Moser Pesach to be a Meiser Behema, let it be a Meiser Behema? So the Gemara answers, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by Meiser Behema, Ha'asiri Yeh Kodesh, Yekodesh. So Gemara from Medayik that ze meiser ve'en acher meiser. Only dafka this, the ha'asir, the 10th one, the one that you count as 10 can become 10. But to create a meiser behema out of an animal that was never counted, to take a sheep as a moser pesach and to shecht it as a meiser behema, that's not a number 10, and therefore it's not shayach to even discuss meiser behema. So then the Gemara asks, Shachti l'shem b'chor. What if you shachtit l'b'chor, leve b'chor? Let it be a b'chor. Now just to remind this from that Tosos, this is only a shaila if you assume it's based on kachi kalim to kachi kalim. But if you assume it's based on kachi necham l'chal adam, well, b'chor isn't kachim necham l'chal adam, so it's not a shaila according to the first mandam of the Gemara, only according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Abin. This is a shaila. So again, being if you shecht a pesach for a b'chor, let it be a b'chor. So what's an afkamina if something's a bechor versus a shlamim? Just to make sure it's clear, a bechor is the three types of bechors we have in the Torah. There's a bechor ben adam, a pidyon haben, the firstborn son. There's a bechor behema tmeya, that's a peter chamor, a firstborn donkey is a peter chamor. And the third category is bechor behema tahora, any kosher animal, the firstborn male. If there is a firstborn male, that would have the din of a bechor, and it's a chayv to give a kohen to eat as a carbon in the base of Migdash. Yeah, any animal, any behema Torah. So then the Gemara says, so let's say you shechted ve'ema shechted l'shem b'chor, you shechted as a b'chor, let this Moser Pesach be a b'chor. So what's the nafkamina, whether this animal is a shlamim or a b'chor? The lowly boy nisachim. Again, a b'chor also does not require nisachim, while shlamim does require shlamim, nisachim. Inami, alternatively, the lisve lekohanim, whether you have to give it to a kohen, meaning a bechor can only be given to a kohanim, but shlamim could be given to anyone. So those are two nafkaminas between a bechor and shlamim. By the way, this is a very good mesech, this daf is very good, just to get a lot of the categories, and nafkaminas between different types of karbanos.
What's the nisachim again?
Wine libations. So the Gemara then says, so why don't we say a shechted to bechor, let it be a bechor? So the Gemara answers, bechor nami avra mimaiser gamar. There's a gzeir shavah which the Gemara uses a number of times, connecting bechor and maiser behema. It says in both psukim, it says behavarta in one pasuk by bechor. It says in the other pasuk, the lashon of yavor. So the heck, a gzeir shavah between maiser behema and bechor, just like a maiser behema. A moser pesach can't be a maiser behema, so too moser pesach cannot be a bechor. So then the Gemara says, "Ve'ema shachte l'shem tamura leve tamura." Tamura is a very complicated topic. It's a whole masechta about it. If you try taking a carbon and say, "I want this carbon to transfer over to another carbon," So that's tamura. It's also to do so. And what exactly is accomplished? Is this whether anything, if anything, is accomplished through that tamura? That's discussed in the masechas tamura. So let's say I shach this moser pesach to become a tamura. Let it be a tamura leve ki leve tamura. So what's the nafkamina? The milk allow. If we allow Moser Pesach to become Temura, so then you get Malkus for violating the Issa Deraisa of making Temura. Lo yachlifenu. So, or an inami, the Gemara says, the making a love below yimacher below yigoyel. When it comes to tamura, if you make an animal tamura, you can't go ahead and sell it, and you can't go ahead and redeem it. So now this animal, if it's a Moser Pesach, is turned into a shlamim, you can redeem it. But if the Moser Pesach is turned into tamura, so then you can redeem it. So there are two very big nafkaminas between shlamim and tamura. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar Zutra, Breidu Rav Nachman, Amar Kra, Vahaya, Hu, V'tamurasa. Zu tamura, Vein Acha tamura. The Pasuk says only this, only tamura that comes from a kachim animal, and you try doing tamura, that could create tamura. But to shecht an animal, and try to make the shechita into a tamura, that won't create a tamura, and therefore that can't be an option. So then the Gemara says, Vema shachte l'shem toda leve ketoda. Let the shech this Moser Pesach to become a carbon toda. Let that be a carbon toda. The Mahilchasa, what's nafkamina when the whether this carbon Pesach becomes a toda or just a regular shlamim? So Gemara says, La tina lechem, whether you have to bring lechem, a challah, 40 loaves of bread or matzah to accompany the carbon toda, or you don't have to if it's only a shlamim. So Gemara says, wait a second. Mi ika midi. To Pesach gufe lo by lechem, u'moser by lechem? This doesn't make any sense. How come when it comes to the regular carbon Pesach, we say that doesn't require lechem, but if we use it, the moser Pesach, to turn and transform into a toda, it does require lechem? How could the extra Pesach have more chumers than the actual Pesach? Ihachi, if that's the case, hashanami, the same question with the shlamim. Mi ikamide de Pesach gufe lo by nesachem. But Moser by Nesachim, that's the whole, that uproots the whole discussion here. So we say, when it comes to Karban Pesach itself doesn't require Nesachim. But we said, but Moser Pesach that turns into Shlomim will require Nesachim. So that's our whole premise here, that you can have that the Moser Pesach could be something different than the actual Pesach. So Mark says, no, this is our question. Ananahachi Karmina, this is the Shaila from Karban Toda. Mi ika midi de Moser Toda atzma lo by lechem. So let's say you have a Moser Toda. Forget Karm Pesach right now. Rashi creates a situation where a person, look at Rashi inside, the Moser Toda Atzma. Kikon Hifrish Todaso, person separates a carbon Toda. He traveled overseas, he needs to bring a carbon Toda now. He sets aside a carbon, an animal. Vavda, he loses it. Vahifrish Acheres, he separates a second animal because he has an obligation to bring a carbon Toda. And then afterwards, he finds the initial animal he separated. Ein hashniya tuna lechem. The second one doesn't require lechem because that second one's called mosar toda. Nothing to do with a carbon Pesach. A regular toda, you have a mosar toda, that doesn't require lechem. So the Gemara says, now I don't understand. When it comes to mosar toda, a mosar toda itself, it doesn't require any lechem with it. But you're telling me a mosar toda that comes from a Pesach, that does require lechem, that doesn't make any sense here at all. And therefore, you can't think that's a nafkamina, that if you say that this Mosar Pesach turns into a toda, vada, you won't have to bring lechem, because a regular Mosar toda doesn't have to bring lechem, so certainly a Mosar toda that comes from a Pesach, that doesn't require lechem either. So Gemara doesn't really address this point here, that doesn't say, so it sounds like maybe it can be a toda, because there's really no nafkamina between a toda and a shlamim if you don't bring any of the bread, but the Gemara doesn't address it. I guess not. I mean, in the end of the day, you just bring it as a shlamim, even though if a person had intent for a toda, so it sounds like from the Gemara, you'd bring it as a toda or a shlamim. There's no nafkamina.
So you're not allowed to bring a toda on Pesach?
No, someone after Pesach. It's a good question, but at the same time, I guess there's no bread here. You can't bring a carbon toda because of the bread. But this, that has no bread, so maybe you can. This could be a hechatimsa. How could you, a great question, how could you ever bring a carbon toda on Pesach? This would be the answer. If it's a Moser Pesach, you shech for a carbon toda, since you're not bringing any lechem, so then you're allowed to bring it. Even just a regular Moser Pesach. A regular Moser, what?
Or Moser Toda also.
Exactly, Moser Toda itself, exactly. The guy separated two animals, first carbon Toda, and the second one now becomes extra, since there's no lechem, I guess lechor, that would be a hechatimsa of bringing a carbon Toda on Pesach. Okay. Gemara now asks, Maskiv lo Rav Yemar Brei de Rav Hillel. Umimai de Moser Pesach Ksiv. Whoever said we're talking about Moser Pesach in the first place, Dilma be Moser Asham Ksiv. Maybe we're talking about the leftovers of an Asham. So we're going back to the initial pasuk we're about to quote right now. So the Gemara says, because it says in the pasuk, Amar Kra, v'minatzon karbano lezevach shamim. So this is the whole, the conversation is all about this pasuk. The pasuk says, in minatzon, I'm reading on the side right now, in minatzon, if it comes from the sheep, karbano lezevach shamim lashem zachar onikeva tamim yakrivenim. whoever said we're referring to a minatzon is referring to a Pesach and it turns into a shlamim. Maybe it's referring to if the guy's got a leftover asham, that asham will turn into a shlamim. The pasuk says again, Amar Rava, Amar Krav, in minatzon karbano lezevach shlamim. What do you mean if it comes from the tzon? Davar hashava bechalatzon, an item that comes from all tzon. A tzon, I don't know the proper, how they define tzon here. What did they say? It can't be sheep because both of them.
Flock.
Okay, flock. There you go, flock. So flock includes sheep and goats. Right? We have the, you know, in the biology of different groups and families. So like the family, I'm not being accurate here, but the family is called flock. And then the particular species are sheep and goat. So what comes from all types of flock? Only the Pesach could come from both sheep and goat. Those are under the rubric of tzon. So the, as opposed to an asham could only come from the sheep, but can't come from the goats. So asham doesn't come from all tzon, and therefore can't be referring to Mosar Sha'asham. It's referring to Mosar Pesach. So then the Gemara asks, Maskevla Rabbi Abin Bar Chia, Visem, others say it's really Rabbi Abin Bar Kana who asks the question, Bechol Asar, in all the places, Bechol Asar means place, Asar, Bechol Asar, Asar. So in every place, At Amris, you always say Min is Lahotzi. The word Min says Min Atzon, Min is coming to exclude something. But Kan, here you're saying the word Min is coming to La Rabos, to include something. What's the difference here? What's it coming to include? It's coming to include that the Pesach, it comes from all the Tzom. Usually Min comes to say something's out of the picture. Here Min's coming to include all types of flock. Whether it's sheep or goat, and tells us them referring to Moser Pesach, not Moser Asham. The Gemara says, no. Amar Rabbi Mani, Hachanami Min Lahotzi. Even Min in this context is excluding something. The word sown is telling us comes from all sown. That's either sheep or goat, that's the carbon Pesach. But the word Min, Inachanami, Min is excluding something. What's it coming to exclude? The lo asi ben shtei shanim velo asi ben akeva. It only comes from a type of animal, type of sheep or goat, that has not yet reached the age of two, and also is not in a keva. The Karban Pesach comes from a zachar and a ben shana, a one-year-old sheep or goat. But if it's an animal that's over the age of two, or it's a female, so then that is excluded from this whole parsha, this whole pasuk here. So min taka is coming to lahotzi two types of animals. So Gemara asks further now. Maskevla Rivchaga Rivchana rather Bagdasa Umi Matzas Amris. Could you really say the Chiksiv when it says Bamosa Pesach Siv? Is it really referring to Mosa Pesach, a leftover Pesach? V'hamid Chiksiv from the fact that the pasuk says Im Kesef Im Eiz. If it's from a sheep or from a goat, Michlal Dela Bamosa Pesach Siv. Because as we're saying here, the Rashi explains here. If you're referring to Moser Pesach, you don't have to tell me im keves im eis, because we know that sheep only, rather, Karban Pesach only comes from kvasim and eisim. That's the obvious point here. So why is it pointing out im eis im kesef? Sound like we're not referring to Moser Pesach at all. Wouldn't be needed to say that. So the Gemara says, no. We are talking about Karban Pesach. We're talking about Moser Pesach. So why does the pasuk say im kesev im eiz? So the Gemara says to teach me a different drasha, how who mibar leit needed to tell me lechadatanya keves. Now, by the way, the kesev and keves are being interchanged here. Kesev and keves, the same exact animal referring to a sheep, but they're written two different ways. There's a fascinating discussion with if the Torah is written with keves or kesev, the wrong one in a different place, is that going to be possible or not? So the Rama writes that nowadays all our Sefer Torah kosher because we don't makbid, we don't know the chaseris v'yaseris. We don't know which extra letter is a missing letter. One letter off is not a big deal, according to the Rama. Shlomo says that doesn't make any sense. When we say yaseros and chaseros, when there's extra letters, missing letters, that's only when the word doesn't change how it's pronounced. You have the word, let's say, totafos, with a vav, without the vav, it's pronounced the same way. But say kesev and keves, it means the same thing, but it's pronounced a different way, and therefore it's possible according to the Shlomo. Rabba says, no, there's a raya from this Gemara here that's kasher, because the Gemara here is interchanging between keves and kesef back and forth, the same word. So it's just like the Gemara gets confused, the pasuk is confused also, and b'dievet the Rabba's paskins, if your Torah says the opposite one, the other one, it would be a kasher, say for Torah.
And kesef is not money.
No, that's with a samech fe, different spelling, exactly. So Gemara says, what do you learn from the words im kesef in eiz? It's coming to teach me how humi barley lichadatanya, to teach me the brayso that says keves lerabos es ha-pesach le'elya, that when it comes to Karban Pesach, you're supposed to take the sheep, the tail, the elya, the tail of Karban Pesach, and you're supposed to include that and put that on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Kishu Omer Im, the word Im, Kesev, what's the word Im coming to tell me? L'rabos to include Pesach She'ivra Shnasa, that the Pesach, it became over a year old, now it's into the second year, to Ben Shnaim, it's the second year, which is possible for Karim Pesach. Or a Shlomim that's above Machmas Pesach, or extra Karim Pesach, that by definition transforms into a Shlomim. So the halach is these two types of karbanos are going to be included lechol mitzvah shlamim, that their regular din of shlamim to them, meaning a Pesach that became too old, or a Pesach that transformed into shlamim. You need to keep all the details of a shlamim, such as shiyatinu smicha, you have to do smicha on the animal, unisachim needs to be accompanied by the wine, utnufas chazeh v'shok, you have to shake the different parts of the animal. That's all learned from the extra word im. And then the Gemara says, Kishu Omer Im Eiz. What's Im Eiz telling me? That's unnecessary as well. What's that drasha? Hifzik Inin, that's coming to separate between a sheep and a goat. To tell me, Limeid Al Ha'Eiz She'ena Tuna Elya, that while the Keves or Kesef does require the tail to be brought on the Mizbech, the goat's tail is not thrown on the Mizbech. So that's learned in a separate drasha from these words, Im Kesef, Im Eiz. So then Gemara says, is that really learned from the drasha we just brought? This is learned from the father of Shmuel, taught us the drasha nafka, based on the following. Damar avua de Shmuel v'im minatzon karbano lezevach shlamim, says the pasuk. So what's the drasha? Davar bar minatzon yehei lezevach shlamim. We learn from the pasuk that which comes from tzon, anything that comes from tzon should have a din of a shlamim, all the details of a shlamim to it. That's learned from this drasha, and not from the drasha above. And furthermore, the Gemara says there's even a third source of this same halach of Akati, Midir Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua Nafka. We learned it from him. Damar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, Minayin Lemosar Pesach Shekarev Shlomim, the extra Pesach becomes a Shlomim, Shenemar Vizavachta Pesach Lashem Elkecha, Tonav Bakar. They bring the Pesach from Tonav Bakar. Gemara asks, what do you mean? Balo Ein Pesach Ba'el Kvasim Minayizim. Pesach only comes from the flock, from the sheep and the goat. It doesn't come from Bakar, from cattle. Elamikan, here we see Lamosa Pesach, Sheyehe Ladavra Abba Minaton Uminabakar, that an extra Pesach can transform into something that comes from either flock or cattle, namely Shlomim. My Nihu Shlomim. So we have now three different sources that a Moser Pesach can transform into a Shlomim. What's the need for all three? Asks the Gemara, Ela Tlasa Kroik Sivi. We have three different sources to teach me, says the Gemara on the top of Amar Beis. Chad, one to tell me, Ibra's mana, Vibra Shnaso, an animal, a carbon Pesach, that did pass the time, meaning it was shechted after the Zman of Shechitas Pesach, and also, it's over a year old now, it's completely disqualified. Tell me that din, that type of carbon turned into a shlamim. Chad, the other judge tells me, Ibra's mana, Vilo Shnaso, where you missed the time, meaning Er Pesach had passed, but still within a year, so maybe you could keep it for Pesach Sheni or something. Even that, no, if you shecht it after the Zman, it's pasul, it's a shlamim rather. And Chan, the third pasuk tells me, lo ibra, lo zmanov, lo shnaso. A Karim Pesach that didn't pass the time, and also didn't reach a year. Meaning before the Zman, let's say Yud Gimel Pesach, Yud Gimel Nisan, I shechted it. It's not past the Zman, not over Zman, it's Kodim, it's before the Zman of Shechita. That too as well, if you shecht the Karim Pesach there, that too will turn into a Shlomim. So these are three different types of Karbanos Pesach that all transform into Shlomim. That's why you need the three sources. And the Gemara says, you need all three because you can't learn one from the next. The Kasev Rachman of the Torah says, Chad, only one of them, Habamina, I would have thought, when the Pesach became over a year, it's too old for Karim Pesach, and also Zmano Diitche, Vizmano, and also you shechted it after Yudal Nisan anymore. So there it's possible that Pesach, Diitche, Pesach Lagamrip, it's not Shaykh for Pesach at all, it's too old, it's not the Zman. But I would have thought, if Ibra Zmano, let's say it was Shaykh, it's past the Yudal Nisan. But Velo Shnaso, but the Shnaso, the year hasn't passed, it's still under a year old, I would have thought the Chaz of the Pesach Sheni, maybe I could save it for Pesach Sheni in Iyar. Emelo, so therefore the Pasuk says that too, once you miss the Zman of Shechita, it's possible it's disqualified, can be used for Karban Pesach, it becomes a Shlomim. V'Kas Rachman, if I had only Honey Tarti, only those two we just brought, Mishum De'idche Lemi Mil Sayu, because in one way or the other, it was pushed off to a certain extent, either the animal's too old, or it's after the Zman of Yudal Nisa. Aval, something hecha de lo aver lo zman of lo shnaso, a karpon that shechted before the zman of Yudal Nisan, it's Yud Gimel, it's not pushed off yet, the zman isn't here yet, so there's potential, maybe I should say the chazi the Pesach, it's considered chazi the Pesach and emalo, and maybe it won't be called a shlamim, kamashlan tzrichi, that third pasuk, even in that case, it will become a shlamim. Gemara now says the two dots are on eight lines down from the Amud here that Amar Rav Mishmedim Mibog, the name of the person named Mabog, Chatas Sheshachta Lashim Chatas Nachshon Ksheira. If you shecht the carbon Chatas Bismanazeh, for the shame Chatas Nachshon, what's the Chatas of Nachshon? Nachshon was one of the Nasim, he was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. So his sire, he brought a Chatas, all the Seerim brought a Chatas, so it wasn't really a Chatas, it was called a Chatas, but it wasn't really for any Aveira. But let's say you shecht a Chatas nowadays, l'shem of the carbon chatas of Nachshon, that's kshera. Why is that kasher? The pasuk says, "Damar kra zos taras hachatas tarachas l'cha chatas." All the carbonous chatas are all the same. Whether it's my personal chatas, whether it's Nachshon chatas, a chatas is a chatas, and therefore it's kasher. So the Gemara says, Yosir Rav, Rav was sitting down, the Kamar Leila Hashmais, who was going through the Sugya. And Esve Rav Misharshia, Rav Misharshia challenged L'Rava from the following statement. Rabbi Shimon, this is Maseches Menachos, tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer called Menachos Shinikmitzu Shlol Lishmon Ksheiros. So the Kamit says when you take these three fingers in the middle, you scoop up the dough or the flour and you scrape the top and the bottom. That's a Kamitza, and this finger is called Kamitza here because that really picks it up. It's the bottom that scoops it up, so that's called the Kamitza finger. So a person does Kamitza Shlol Lishmon, not the right type of mincha. The lache, that's a kosher mincha, the kosher kmitza, v'alu l'bailam l'shem l'choven, and also, as opposed to zvachim, it actually does fulfill his personal obligation. While by zvachim we said, shelo l'shma's kosher karbon, but doesn't fulfill the personal obligation, shelo l'shma by menachos does fulfill the personal obligation. Why? L'fi she'ein ha'menachos domos l'zvachim. The world of mincha is very different than the world of zvachim. She'akometz, machvas l'shem marcheshes. If you do, I forget which ones are which, but the different types of doughs that are fried and deep fried or very low fried. Some are harder, some are softer. So when it comes to menachos, I'll say this outside first. It's clear what type of dough you're using, regardless of my intention. If it's a hard cracked dough or it's a soft dough, you look at what it is, and that action, the chefs itself, will override whatever bad l'shem I have. So the Gemara explains that the fisheina menachos domos l'zvachim. Shakomitz machvas l'shem marcheshes. You have one, but you have the intention for the other one. Maseh mochichen. The mincha itself tells you what it is. Shu machvas chareva. That's a dry l'shem blula. I'm mixing the lines here. One second here. That shu machvas. It tells you what it is. It's a machvas as opposed to marcheshes. Well, let's say you think of chareva, a dried dough that was without any oil at all, the shame blula, but you had in mind to do it as a with a dough with a lot of oil together. Maseh mochichen, I don't care about your lishma, because she chareva. You look at the dough, it's dry dough, it's just some flour, there's nothing cooked with it. So therefore, lishma doesn't impact at all menachos, because the mincha is different. As opposed to aval in the world of zvachim, ein and kein, it's not the same. Shchita achas lakulam. If I do shchita to sheep, the same shchita is going to take place whether to ola shlamim chatas. So my actions don't indicate anything. In this case, it's all about my lishma. That's why in the world of zvachim, ein and kein, shchita achas lakulam, kabbalah achas lakulam. It's the same kabbalah I'm doing for an ola, for chatas or shlamim, and zrikas achas lakulam. It's also all the same. So therefore, since the maasim are not nicker, zvachim, lishma does disqualify the zvachim, at least with regards to my personal chiyuv. So now, after presenting this tosefta, Rav Misharsha asks Rava, Taima, this is only true, the reasoning is because the maaseh mochichin, the reason why I buy menachos, lishma doesn't ruin it, is because the maaseh, the actions, the dough itself, it makes it clear what type of carbon it is. Ha'ein maaseh mochichin, if it wasn't so clear where the minchas were, lo, we would say then that the mincha would be impacted by shelo lishma. But am I, asks Rav Misharsha, shouldn't we say lema zos tarasa mincha taras achas l'chol menachos? Meaning the svar above that we use, that if a person shech sechatas for chatas nachshon, which is a whole other carbon, it's kosher because they're both chatas. It says toras achatas, it says. Toras chatas. Toras means we're putting all chatas together. So it says from Misharsha, it says toras achas l'chol menachos, zos toras mincha. All menachos should be the same. Even if my sem were not mochichin, even though my types of those weren't clear what they were, we shouldn't care about lishma ever by menachos, because it says Taurus mincha, that it's all the same category. So therefore, he says, you're right. Good question, Rava says. Ela itmar hachidmar. If you want to have a statement, there was a statement in the name of Rav about the Nachshon, Chatas Nachshon. This is probably what the statement was. Ela itmar hachidmar, amar Rav Mishmei de Mibog, Chatas sheshachta al menash sheyiskapir ba Nachshon ksheira. Interesting. Reuven shechzer, the Kohen shechzer, carbon chatas of Reuven, on condition that Nachshon gets kapara. The Nachshon's dead. That's fine, because even though normally we said a shechitas, a chatas, for someone else to get kapara, it's normally puzzle, but that's only when the other guy's alive. But when the other guy's dead, the Gemara says, ain kapara lemesim. There is no kapara for the guy after he died, so Nachshon's a non-factor at all, and it's as if you shechted for no one. And it's therefore, it's not a puzzle carbon, it's a kosher carbon. They ask a question based on the sugya here, ain't kapar lemesim. Don't we say all the time, mishaberech, we say the kelmales, we give tzedakah, we have tikkunim all the time. So if they have a kapar, we do need a kapar for a mesim. What do you mean, ain't kapar lemesim? So if Yosef Engel says, because ain't kapar lemesim means legabe karbonos. After a person dies, there's no requirement to bring karbonos, but there are many other types of things he needs kaparas for, which is why we give tzedakah, li'il and nishmas, but we do tikkunim, we do learning, and there is a need for kapara with regards to other areas outside of karbonos. Mm-hmm. Gemara now says, v'lema, let's say now...
consider the kapara, it's not just considered an aliyah?
Yeah, the way they understand it as a kapara, yeah. An aliyah means kapara.
Yeah?
Yeah. I guess, so that's how they understand it. Yosef Engel says this, others say this as well. So the Gemara says, Lema Meis Ba'alma. So why not just say Meis Ba'alma? Why are they using Nachshon as like, the whole idea we're trying to teach me, if you shecht a kachatas for someone who's dead, it's a good shecht because it ain't kabar lemesim. So why are we using Nachshon as the prototype of a dead person? So the Gemara says, Kamashma, this is telling me, Taima de Meis, only if he's dead, is it a good carbon? It's not considered disqualifying. But if the guy is alive, dumya de nachshon psula. But if the guy is alive, similar to nachshon, it would be possible. I mean, similar to nachshon. The Gemara says, my new, chatas nazir v'chatas mitzora, so honey, olos nenu. So meaning the nachshon's chatas that he brought, even though it's called the chatas, wasn't based on aveira. It's called the chatas, but it's a whole other category. And therefore, it would be, we said before the other day, a chatas to a chatas is actually a good carbon. A chatas to an ola is not. It does disqualify if it's a different shame. So what if it's a chatas to another chatas, but it's a different type of chatas, like Nachshon's chatas, which wasn't really based in Aveira, so that sounds like that would be possible. Only if it's dead, only because Nachshon's dead. But if Nachshon was alive, so then it would be possible, because his chatas isn't really our type of chatas. And just like a chatas nazir and a chatas mitzvah, which doesn't come based on Aveira, it comes because the Torah says, to bring a chatas mitzvah, a chatas nazir. And that's a different category of our regular chatos. Where it says, no, honey, olos, you know, those chatas nazir, chatas mitzvah, even though they're called chatas, they're actually really olos. In which case, of course, it's going to be pasul. And a person, rather, it's going to be kasher. Because if you shecht a chatas on behalf of Amanas, that this guy who's chayv an ola, shinui bailim, from a chatas to an ola, that's actually kasher. If you remember, shinui bailim of chatas to chatas is pasul. But shinui bailim of chatas to Nachshon's ola, or to Nazir Matar's ola, that's actually going to be kasher. So that can be what's referring to. I know we're getting a little confusing here. So ela itmar hachidmar. Really what had been said is as follows. Amar Rav Mishmei de Mambog, chata sheshacht al shemuchuyev chatas kinachshon kishera. So the Gemara says, a person who had brought a chatas was shechted on someone who's a mechayev chatas, like nachshon is chayev, so then we're saying it's actually kishera. So what are we saying in this statement right now? Like a person who's chayev a nazir, chayev mitzora, that's actually going to be good. Just like Nachshon didn't require any kapara, but yet he brought a chatas, so to a nazir and mitzvah doesn't require a kapara, yet they still bring a chatas. We actually say that's a that's actually good. Why? Because a chatas Nachshon is really called an ola. It's really called an ola, and therefore a shinoi bailim from a chatas to an ola is actually going to be good. So we just tweaked it a little bit, saying it is kosher in that way. And Nikadam or others say it differently. Amar Rav Mishmei de Mavog, Chatas sheshachta l'shem chatas nachshon's pasul, chatas nachshon olahi. If you shachta not a shinoi bailim, but if it's shinoi kodesh, then shinoi kodesh to his nachshon's chatas would be pasul, because his even though it's called chatas nachshon, it's really called an ola. So Gemara says, why are we giving the example of nachshon? Why not give the example leim chatas nazir chatas mitzora? Those are also better examples that are ledoros of chatos, which are really olos. Gemara says, because Iker Chatas Nach, we want to go back to the first Chatas that was ever brought in history, which is namely the Chatas of Nachshon. That's why we chose him as an example. Beinah Hanami, we could have used the example of Chatas Nazir and Chatas Mitzorah. Those are still staying. I know it's a little bit long. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav, Chatas Chelev Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Dam. Let's say you shech the Chatas that I need to bring because I ate some fat, some Chelev, which is Aser Ti. I shech the L'Shem Chatas Dam. The Gemara says, or the Shem Chatas Avodas Chachavim, or to the Chatas for an Avodah Zara that I did, that's all Ksheir, because that's all the same Parsha of Chatas. But if you shechted l'shem chatas in a nazir, or l'shem chatas mitzara, then it's psul, because honey, olos nenu, even though they're called chatos, they're really be'etzem olos. So by Rava, Rava asks, chatas chelev sheshachta l'shem chatas, the tumas mikdash v'kadashim mao. So let's say you have to bring a chatas chelev, because I eat chelev. But now I'm bringing it the wrong kavana for tumas mikdash v'kadashim, which is also a real chatas based on aveira. So seemingly it's a chatas to a chatas, which should be a good, wouldn't disqualify the carbon. So what's the shaila? Mi Armina, do we say kares kimosa? Do we say that they're similar because chaylev when done b'mezitz kares and tumas mikdash v'kadashiv when done b'mezitz kares? Or dilmar, do we say ein kavua kimosa? No, because a chatas of chaylev is a set carbon. It's a kavua, but tumas mikdash v'kadashiv, the carbon you bring for shogeg, is all of a yorid. Depending on your wealth, it's a different type of carbon. So maybe they're not comparable, and it would be a psul of shalol l'shma if you chatas chaylev v'shechted for tumas mikdash v'kadashiv. The Gemara quotes Rav Ada, Rav Acha, Brei, the Rava, Masni Kulo, Lipsul. He thought it's possible. Why do you think it's possible? My time. The Shachar also lechatas, the shame also chatas. It has to be the same type of carbon chatas, but Tumas Mikdash Vikadashiv is a different type. It's an Olva Yorid. So Amar Le Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says the Rav Acha, Brei, the Rava, by the Rava, Hecha Masnisala. So how do you understand it? Amar Le, how do you understand the question of Rava? Amar Le, Anan Bishinoi Baile Masnisala. We thought he was asking a shayla of shinoi bailim, of changing the different owners, not the chefs, and not a shinoi kodesh, but really it was a question of shinoi bailim. So the Gemara says, v'hachim asisin la, Amar Rava. Rava said, chatas chaylev sheshachta al mi shemuchuyev chatas dam, if you shechta chatas to have someone else who's chayv dam to get kapara, or chatas avodas chacham for the other guy, that's psula because shinoi bailim is possible by chatas. But al mishim echuyev chatas, a person who is chayv a chatas nazir, chatas mitzora, which are really bad some olos, so shinoi bailim of a chatas to an ola, he says ksheira when it comes to a chatas. Ubayin lehachin. Then he had on that statement, he had a shayla by Rav. Rav asked chatas chelev sheshachta al mishim echuyev chatas hatumas mikdash v'kadashiv, to shecht on behalf of someone else who's chayv a chatas and tumas mikdash v'kadashiv, is that considered the same parsha and therefore psula shinoi bailim of the same type? It's puzzle by chatas. Or they consider a different category and would be kosher. So Mahu, Miyamir's Karis Kimosa, do we say they're both Karis and therefore it's similar and would disqualify it? Shinei Bailim of Chatas to Chatas. Or Dimmer, perhaps you say Ein Kavua Kimosa, one's a Keva, one's an Olive Yorid, and the different Karbanos, in which case Shinei Bailim of Chatas to an Olive Yorid would be kosher. The Gemara ends off in a Teku.